598 WP, G Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. And you know I'm back at it, baby. I'm back on the block. I'm back on my couch. Come sit down on my couch, but not really sitting down on my couch. Really come sit on my phone line because I want to talk to you. It's another edition of Ooh, I'ma Tell Larry. And this week, oh boy. Sitting on the couch, it's my girl, Deja. It's the battle of the best friends. Something going on in best friend land. Deja, what's going on, big baby?
What's going on, No Limit?
I'm good. How you feeling?
I'm all right, but I need your help right now.
That's why it's called. I'm going to tell Larry. You got something to tell Larry today?
Yes.
All right, well, spill the tea.
So I'm in the car riding with one of my friends.
Okay.
And one of our other friends calls, and she basically we put her on speaker, but she doesn't know that I'm in the car.
Okay, I got you.
And she starts talking mad shit about me.
Wait a minute, hold on, Daisy. So let me get this right. So you're riding in the car with one of your partners. Your other partner call into the car, like on Bluetooth or something?
Mm-hmm.
And she started talking junk about you?
Right. But my issue is, mm-hmm. I don't know where it's coming from because me and her ain't beefing like that. We not at odds at all. So yeah. I don't know where that came from. But my biggest concern is why she felt comfortable enough to call my other friend. Like, how long they been talking about me?
So, like, they've been talking. So it could seem like to you like they've been talking behind your
exactly.
back. Like, it's been cool for her to call it and talk to your other friend about you.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, y'all ain't had no type of beef at all. Like, y'all
none,
ain't had,
Larry. None.
So how long y'all been friends?
We've been friends for almost 5 years.
5 years?
Mm-hmm.
So she could have been talking behind your back for about 5 years then.
The whole time. Oh, and I need to know.
Okay. So what did your friend in the car say?
She basically said she didn't know where it was coming from, but I don't know how much of that I believe.
Did you address her?
Oh, I did.
And so she said she didn't know where it was coming from, like she ain't heard this before.
Right, exactly. But I don't think I believe that either, so whatever.
Okay, so let me get this straight. So she talked junk behind your back. You sitting in the car. What were you doing in the car while she was talking junk?
Oh, I was quiet because I needed to hear everything she had to say. I wanted her to get everything off her chest, and I heard it all.
So what was she saying about you then?
She was talking about the fact that I sleep around and, you know, I use my method of birth control is abortions. I mean, she went in. She went in about me, calling me a hoe, and she just didn't agree with some of the stuff that I did. That kind of stuff.
You hear me kind of speechless over here. I really went into shock for a minute because, you know, I got to ask the question. Well, then it is true, though.
Did you really just ask me that?
I mean, I'm sorry. Hey. On Tell Larry, we keeps it 1,000 because 100 ain't enough.
Oh, I'm keeping it a buck. Okay. It ain't none of that true. I wouldn't be this upset. Ain't none of that true. And she's supposed to be my friend. Both of them supposed to be my friends. So why do they feel comfortable enough to talk about me behind my back? I need to know why these talking about me.
Oh, okay, Deja, okay. Don't cuss me out. I'm tired of getting cussed out on Tell Larry. I'm here to help. I just wanted to know, you know, since she's trying to spread these rumors and lies about this, ain't it true? I just wanted to know. You ain't got to cuss me out. We about to jump on it then. You want me to call up? You got a number for me?
Yes.
All right, so we're going to call up. What's her name?
Her name is Jessica.
Her name Jessica?
Mm-hmm.
Now, them Jessicas be off the chain now. I don't know. So Jessica is the one who was talking behind your back?
Yeah.
All right. Riding in the car, riding with your partner. Jessica calls into the car on the Bluetooth. She's talking junk behind your back. We gonna call Jessica on Tell Larry. We gonna find out what Jessica got to say, if she meant it, if she wanna apologize, and we gonna find out what she really feel about you.
Okay, let's do it.
You ready for it?
I'm ready.
Up next on Tell Larry, we gonna call Jessica. Straight like that. We keep it 1,000, cause 100 ain't enough. Charlotte's plug is Pod 98. Pod 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. You're on another edition of Ooh! I'ma Tell Larry. Today is the beef of best friends. Hey, well, beef of friends, I don't even know if they best friends anymore. But the beef is, my girl Deja called me up. She said, listen, Larry, I gotta tell you about my friend Jessica. I was riding in the car. My other friend Jessica calls into the car on Bluetooth. She doesn't know Deja's in the car. She starts talking junk about Deja and doesn't realize Deja's sitting in the car listening to everything she had to say. You know what I did? You know how I do it, baby. I'ma Tell Larry, we keep it 1,000 cause 100 ain't enough. We got Jessica on the phone and we gonna find out why Jessica was talking about Deja. Jessica, what the business here?
Hey, Larry.
How you doing?
I'm good. I'm shocked that I got a phone call this morning on my way to work.
I feel you, but you know, this is I'ma Tell Larry, so you know, if you're on I'ma Tell Larry, that means either you're telling me something or somebody told me something about you. So somebody told me something about you, Jessica.
Really now? What could this be about?
Well, you got a friend named Deja.
I do.
Deja said you called. She was in the car riding one of y'all other partners, and you was talking junk about Deja. What's up with that, Jessica?
She know what that's about. So let me give you the real spiel.
Okay, keep it 1,000 because 100 ain't enough.
So she knows we went to a party and my dude was there. So, you know, as women, we have this unspoken word that it's like, oh, I think he cute.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
That's mine. Like, don't touch. We might be, you know, trying to figure some things out. So we had left an event probably about 2 days ago. She was all in his face. She's smiling and came back. The other girl told me, oh, well, she thinks that, you know, he's cute, or she may be trying to holler too, knowing that that was the guy I had been trying to talk to.
Oh, wow. So, but, I mean, why you, okay, so let's back up. You called into the car to talk to your other friend. She's sitting there. She's listening to everything you had to say.
See, I didn't know she was in the car, but
I know that. I know that. That's what she said. You didn't know she was sitting in there. You done called. She said you called a hoe. You said she sleep around. You said a method of birth control is abortion. Wow.
Look, I know some things that she ain't told everybody. So it was out of anger. Granted, some of it went a bit far. But yeah, there's some she done. We all got skeletons. We all got skeletons.
But why you gotta say that about the girl? And you know, that makes Deja feel like you and your other partner been talking behind her back. So what's up with that though?
Everybody needs time to vent. I had to vent that day. So my friend was just a ear. So I can vent, and I wasn't ready to talk to her just yet. So, but since she's done this, I'm for sure not talking to her. She got all our business out on the radio. She got everybody in Charlotte. No, what we do, how we do it, and when we do it.
So it's on her. So you don't want to apologize to her?
Oh, absolutely not. Not now.
Why? Because she called me to tell me? Well, you could have been apologized to her, though, if you didn't mean it.
No.
So you ain't going to do it now?
No, of course not. She got all my shit on the radio.
but a method of birth control is abortion? Is that what you say about a person that's supposed to be your friend?
She pissed me off.
Wow. So let me ask you this. So put the shoe on the other foot. Put it like it's you sitting in the car and she calls in to talk about you. Then how would you feel?
I would have said something right then and there. She didn't stop the conversation. So apparently it is what it is at this point.
Oh, so
and then she called you.
Yeah.
That's the icing on the cake.
But,
I'm done.
Well, Jessica, let me ask you this. Why don't you tell Deja right now how you really feel about it?
Deja, you were so wrong for talking to that guy. You knew I had been trying to talk to him for the longest, and you just won the state claim.
So you
so
mad,
wrong.
You mad over some community D?
It's not community.
These D's out here for everybody, baby. I'm just saying.
What did you do that at?
I'm just saying, Jessica. You mad over that? I mean, you know, just like women have a women code, guys, we have a guy code.
Exactly.
And it's certain things we don't get mad over, though. Like, you don't supposed to get mad over that. I mean, we got other stuff to worry about as homeboys.
See, women
home
do
girls.
Get mad over that.
Apparently, you done called a girl a hoe and said her method of birth control is abortion.
Look. I done known some stuff. I ain't putting her out like that. But,
come on now.
The shoe fit.
Come on. I'm not going to let you do that to Deja this morning. I'm mad at you, Jessica. I think you should at least tell her you sorry for saying that stuff.
I don't know. Call me in a week. Maybe I'll feel better then.
That's how you feel this morning?
That's how I feel this morning. And then y'all call me on my way to work. I hope the people at my job ain't heard. So let's see what happens when I get there.
Well, hope you don't tell one of them today method of birth control is abortion.
We'll see, as long as nobody gets on my bad side.
You know what, Jessica, I'm not messing with you no more. Get off my phone.
Bye.
Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.